Delighted to be joined on the line once more by Shane Murphy from the All Council House. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm very good. Thank you. Very good. We're going to talk a little. I think you've one or two birthday requests to make, actually, today, haven't you?
I have birthday requests, yeah. I just want to wish Molly Tobin, who's 14 today, she's my niece, I wish her a happy birthday. And Dara Tobin, my godson, will be 11 tomorrow.
Great stuff, no matter at all. We wish them a happy birthday and hope they're listening. Today we're going to talk a little bit about frustration. And I was just looking it up there. Just the definition of frustration is the feeling of being upset or annoyed as a result of being unable to change or achieve something. And that fits in quite nicely to what we're feeling at the moment, I would imagine.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk about this today is that I'm noticing a lot of people and a lot of clients who are talking about a lot of anger and frustration at the moment, you know, with what's happening with the pandemic and lockdown extending. And I suppose, you know, again, we're seeing no end in sight. So I suppose I just wanted to, you know, give people a few tips on how to deal with it. So I suppose the first thing, you know, when people get frustrated, they get angry. And when they get angry, they get frustrated.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they both come hand in hand. And I mean, one thing to talk about anger is, you know, it's a subject that people kind of steer away from because they think that anger is a bad thing. But I mean, it's like all our feelings and emotions within our body, it has to be expressed. And the mistake people make is that they suppress that anger. And I suppose just a little bit about anger insofar as that, you know, there is good anger and there's bad anger. The good anger is the anger that happens in the moment. So if you're walking across the street and someone nearly runs you down, you get angry and that's okay. Whereas the bad anger is the anger that comes up from something that has happened to you in the past. So if someone said something to you and it just triggers something to your past and you get angry from it, you're bringing up a lot of resentment and feeling in your past, which is actually overwhelming you and making you feel bad inside. Whereas the good anger is just a release and you just literally let it go and that's it and you move on.
So is that what people are feeling at the moment? So is it that good anger or... Would that be fair to say, you know, because a lot of it is kind of off the cuff stuff, as you know, a lot of people are listening to the news and they get another thing again and they're just frustrated because I presume people are getting mixed messages, they're getting false hopes and there's lots of stuff going on like that. So and it is must be a form of frustration and, as you said, anger, but it is the better anger.
But that's in general, most people would be feeling just the better anger. But I suppose people that, you know, in general, that are struggling with things from the past anyhow, would be feeling that bad anger coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
They say that bad anger is actually not good for you. It's actually causing a trauma within in your body. You know, it's causing people with heartburn. It's causing people indigestion. You know, our emotions and our feelings, you know, and I've talked about it a good few times here, they cause a body trauma to us. You know,
that's interesting. Yeah, so like that anger, that suppressed anger, is causing that physical irritability.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like all the feelings and emotions. You know, when you feel anger and you're suppressing it down into you, you know, you like when you think about anger, and when you get angry, and you know how we all feel when we get angry, it's probably the most powerful emotion that we have. And if you think about suppressing that feeling. And constantly suppressing that feeling because I don't want to get angry, I don't want to upset someone else. You know, it's a common theme that I talk about here on the radio show is that, you know, a lot of people worry about upsetting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But you're allowed to take the good anger, you're allowed to get angry when something else, you know what I mean? I suppose the biggest frustration I feel that's going around around with the COVID this time around is that there's so many different mixed feelings. You know, we have the vaccine, you know, it's not being rolled out fast enough.
Yep.
We're all going into lockdown, you know, we're all in lockdown because of letting loose at Christmas, you know, and I suppose there's an awful lot of uncertainty around this year. You know, I mean, you know, everybody's saying it was the longest January ever, you know, and thank God it's gone. But I mean, we're now going into February. So, like, there's a huge amount of frustration and anger. And I suppose really what I want to talk about today is to let people know that suppressing their anger is not good for them.
Well, I suppose, Shane, really, it is like a pressure cooker, isn't it? I mean, you suppress it for so long and so long, but eventually that is going to give. But in the meantime, while you're suppressing that, you know, like, it's not healthy. It's building up that pressure inside you all the time, and that stuff is going to eat you up, and it's going to gnaw away at you, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, as I said to you, the body trauma is the biggest thing that people don't seem to realise. That, I mean, bear in mind, it's your own mind that's doing this to you. You're doing this to yourself by actually suppressing the anger. But, I mean, it's also not their fault. Like, it's something that they probably heard in their past or in their childhood or something, you know, that, you know, someone might say to them, you know, don't get angry, you're not allowed to get angry. And
yeah.
Get into their adulthood and they carry it on. And you'd be surprised amount of people, you know, you're saying about burying and suppressing it. You'd be surprised amount of people that are burying and suppressing it for about 30 years. You know, and it does cause that body trauma within your body. You know, it's small little things that start, but it just keeps on gnawing away at you, causing ulcers. You know, it's been known to cause ulcers. It's been known to cause heart problems. You know, when you're thinking about that one emotion and suppressing it. You know, I mean, if we talk about happiness and we tell people to suppress it, they'll never suppress happiness.
No, you know? Absolutely not, no.
Whereas again, that favourite word that we have here is that negative feeling, that negative emotion that people, the sadness, the same with sadness, people suppress sadness, you know, I see it all the time in the cancer support centre.
But I suppose the thing with anger and frustration is like that, you're taking away your own peace of mind, really. You're robbing yourself of that peace and joy that you can have just as easy.
Well, I don't know if it's happened to you, but it's happened to me in the past where I got angry at something in the morning and it just ruins my whole day, you know? And if you let anger control you, and that's what you're doing, you're letting a moment of anger, of where you got upset or you got frustrated about something, and you might have woke up that morning being absolutely brilliant form, and then something happens and it triggers something from you in the past, which is supposed to release that anger, and you suppress it, it literally changes your mood and changes your...
Yeah, what you find you're doing, you're playing that anger over and over in your head all the time, and that's where the pressure cooker is. You know, you're making something really, really big, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're talking yourself into it, really, aren't you?
You are. You're completely talking yourself into it. You know, and I mean, you know, I suppose the different tips that people, you know, I mean, again, like we talk about routine, we talk about, you know, getting enough sleep. You know, I mean, another great one, I think, is, you know, and I say this to a lot of people, is, you know, if you're feeling get angry, just take a pause, just take a breath before you get angry. These are the people that actually get angry, you know. But I mean, when you're suppressing your anger, actually stop and think and say, okay, what's going on here? You know, because you can feel it in your body. You'll actually feel that tension. Like, because as I say, when you get angry and when you get really angry and you actually shout out loud and you get angry, you feel that. And if you're pushing that back down to your body, you feel yourself pushing it back down into your body.
Yeah, you absolutely do, yeah. You absolutely, your body changes, basically, you know, from a nice relaxed state when you're happy, you know, you're nice and relaxed and everything like that. But, you know, it's true to say, if you're frustrated, you're angry, you're going to tense up. That's the body change, isn't it? The physical part of it.
And I mean, as we're talking, like, I mean, it is anger and frustration, like, because when you're suppressing that anger, then you dip straight into that frustration. You're frustrated because you don't know what's going on for you, and you feel funny. So you're actually the anger and the frustration are bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
It's building and building and building within you, and you're supposed to release it, like, and then eventually you just, something else distracts you, and you forget about it.
Yeah.
It's still in your body. It's still within you. You still need to try and find some way to release that anger, you know? You know, I mean, I talk about, you know, walking, like, but I mean, you know, running or something like that is a great way to release anger, you know? And even, look, walk down to the end, the other end of the boardwalk and shout out loud, you know?
No, and you're right, because, like, and I keep telling people, like, you know, I still train regular enough most weeks, to, you know, and I'll still 4 or 5 times a week I'll do a bit of training. And I keep telling people, like, that's in replace of my happy pills. I don't have to take medication or anything like that, you know, for anxiety or anything, because I'm going to train, and it's, for me, it takes away that anger and frustration or anxiety or whatever we've been going through, especially the last 12 months, but it really, really does help, like.
You know, I mean, another little tip as well is changing what you're saying. So, I mean, when you're saying something, if you can actually use the word I and actually own what's going on for you, that makes a huge difference, you know. So if you were said something like, I'm upset, you know, that, you know, you don't do the housework or anything like that. Whereas you say, you know, if you say you never do the housework, you're actually passing the blame to someone else. Whereas if you actually say I, you actually own it. So I'm angry and I'm frustrated. you know, rather than saying, you know, passing the buck. You know, I mean, it's just using the word "I" really makes a huge, you know, you're blaming yourself, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, you, like, what I'm, the example I'm trying to give there, what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you say to someone, you know, I did something, or if you're talking about someone else and you use the word "I," you know, I mean, you're better off to use the word "you" because you're actually releasing it, and there's some form of the relief there, you know.
Right, yeah, that's interesting. Like, you're not holding on to it, like, you know, when you, I'm just a bit confused. Just can I explain that a little bit better? Because
so when you use the word "you," you're releasing it because you're actually projecting it outward. Whereas when you use the word "I," you're talking about yourself.
Like, you're talking about someone in third person when you're saying "you." Like, is that what you mean?
So if you're actually, if something happens to you and you get angry and you say, "I'm very angry at you."
Yes, yes.
Or, whereas if you say, "You made me angry."
Right. Right.
And you're actually relieved. There's some form of relief in the terminology there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you're actually giving it back. Does that make any
sense? Yes. I know what you mean. No, yeah. Yeah. So, like, you're just trying to pass on that anger and move that anger on.
Well, that's it. I mean, somebody else made you angry. You know what I mean? Somebody else did wrong to you or something like that. So you made me angry because you nearly, you know, ran over my dog, rather than saying, "I'm angry."
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense, yeah. You're not carrying that baggage, really. As I say, you're just...
And that's the good anger, when the anger happens, you know, that it happens, that you actually, you know, you actually say it. Whereas, you know, I mean, if that something like that happens and someone nearly runs over your dog or something like that, or and you're out on the street and you just suppress it, you know what I mean? And you know when you say I'm angry, you know, technically speaking, you're angry because something happened to you. But if you can actually send the anger to someone else, do you know what I mean? You're not actually you're not sucking it back down.
And that is the most important point here, I suppose. Really, you're not hold on to that anger. Don't take it and bag it and keep it inside yourself.
You know, I mean, there's a very good acronym that I use a lot, and it's a fantastic word that we love in this country. It's called RAIN. Okay, so it's RAIN, right? It's,
yeah.
Recognize, accept, investigate, nurture. So recognize is when you're angry, you feel angry, and you identify its presence in your body. Okay, you feel it in your body.
Okay.
You accept that the anger is there and understand that it's okay to be angry.
Yeah.
You investigate the sensation within your body. What does it feel like to be angry? Where do I feel it in my body? And then you nurture the anger.
Okay. How do you do that?
You nurture it by, you know, it's important that, you know, that you're kind to yourself and you recognize that the anger is there. Don't be self-critical or shame yourself into being angry. Be compassionate towards your emotion. You know, it's okay to be angry. Telling yourself that it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel this way. You know, I'm allowed to feel this way. It's not a bad thing to feel angry, you know? And if we can become considerate of our anger, it will pass naturally.
Yeah.
And that's what most of us do. Our anger just comes out naturally. So if you can actually recognize your anger and actually say to your anger, "I know you're there. You know, thank you. You're an emotion that I need. And I honor it." And you know, like most people don't suppress their anger, but when you do suppress your anger, it's not good. But we've all learned at a young age, as you're growing up, to let anger out. It's like all our feelings and emotions, we just let it out naturally. It comes out when it's supposed to come out, and then there's no problems. Whereas if we're learning to release our anger, we need to just nurture it and make it part of us.
Yeah, and I suppose like that, Shane, you're just saying, like a baby or a young child, they never hold on to that feeling. They let it straight out, and they let you know they're angry.
You know that, yeah.
But I mean, they're doing what is probably the right thing, aren't they?
They're doing exactly the right thing. But we then, as we're growing up along, we learn. We could hear from one of the kids in school. You know, we're like sponges when we're a child. And, you know, we put in these protection mechanisms within us as a child. But the mistake we make is that when we move into our adulthood, we're still using these protection mechanisms.
Yeah, yeah.
Mechanisms could be around, you know, I don't want to get angry to upset my mum.
Yeah.
You know? And you just learn to suppress your anger.
But as you said there, and I think that you put it very nicely there, you know, just to learn to accept it. Yeah, you're there. Thank you very much. I need that. And what it keeps coming back to reminding me, just Shane, is that, you know, just bring yourself into that present moment. Bring yourself into the now and recognise that emotion.
Yeah, because when you bring anything into the now, when you bring happiness into the now, you notice it in your body. You can see the positive sensations. It's the same with anger. If you can notice those feelings within your body, you notice that it's anger, and you just nurture it. You know, I mean, it sounds very straightforward, but it is. You recognize any feeling or emotion in your body, and you actually see it, and you say, okay, thank you, anger, for being there. You're there for a reason. And thank you for reminding me why I need to be angry here.
Yeah. And then once that's recognised, right, we're going to move on now.
Yeah, it'll just pass naturally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it'll just pass naturally, like the wave on the sea. You know, it'll just be the most natural thing. And you won't even, over time, you won't even notice it just happen.
No, that's really good. Yeah, I on that note, I think that's a great way of putting it, Shane. And we'd love to talk all day, but we don't have the time again. But thank you very much again, and hopefully we'll do it again next week. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane. Bye-bye.